Hello, this is Times of India Radio and here are the top news. Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi, arrested on fraud and money laundering charges, spent wholly on Thursday behind bars in one of England's most overcrowded jails. He landed in Her Majesty's Prison Wandsworth in southwest London after a court on Wednesday rejected his bail application, terming him a flight risk, and remanded him to custody till March 29th. He was arrested a day earlier from a London bank while trying to open an account. While Nirav would have hoped to be held in a separate cell, the overcrowding may mean that he had to share one with another of the jail's around 1430 male prisoners. Cells designed for one prisoner are often occupied by two, with poorly screened lavatories and inmates being allowed far too little time out of their cells, an inspection of Wandsworth in 2018 had said. Nirav appeared in the Westminster's Magistrates Court on Wednesday after spending a night in a police cell after his arrest on charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and to conceal criminal property. District Judge Mary Malone remanded him in custody till March 29th, when he will appear for a preliminary hearing before Chief Magistrate Emma Arthur-Nott, the same judge who oversaw the William Mallya trial. The arrest clears the way for India to start its effort to get the fugitive diamond heir back home and face the law. Amazon has hit on a new way to grab a chunk of the $129 billion digital advertising market now dominated by Facebook and Google. Sell video spots on the e-commerce giant's smartphone shopping app. Amazon has been beta testing the ads on Apple's iOS platform for several months, according to people familiar with the plan. A similar product, Google's Android platform, is planned for later this year, said the people who asked not to be identified because they are not authorized to share the information publicly. The brief video spots appear in response to search results on the shopping app, valuable space for advertisers, since people searching for products on the app have a higher propensity to buy than those scrolling through Facebook or watching videos on Google's YouTube. The Delhi police received over 4,000 calls of quarrel-related incidents on Holi and issued more than 13,000 challans for violation of traffic rules, including drunk driving, officials said. The number of challans issued by the police increased this year by around 4,000, but the total number of drunken driving cases reduced by 300, a senior traffic police officer said. He said 13,219 challans, including 431 for interception and 1591 for drunken driving, were issued for violation of traffic rules on Thursday. In 2018, over 9,300 people were challaned and 1,900 were booked for drunken driving. This Holi, among 4,026 calls of quarrel, 2,440 were reported for the use of colour against his or her will, the officer said, adding no fatal incident has been reported so far. Earlier, the Delhi Traffic Police had urged people to follow the traffic rules and advised motorists not to drink and drive, observe speed limits, obey traffic signals, and two-wheeler riders to wear helmets and avoid triple riding to make the festival safe and secure. Delhi City Crime Branch, which busted a fake cryptocurrency racket last month, arrested four more persons, including the kingpin, from Delhi. Crime Branch on Monday arrested Ashok Goel Jaipuria, Asif Malpani, Baljeet Singh Saini and Pratip Arora from Delhi after their names cropped up in the Rs. 100 crore racket. Police have frozen several bank accounts of Goel, the mastermind, and Delhi police too are probing the case. A Bollywood actor who has been attending seminars and promotions for this cryptocurrency for the accused is likely to be questioned. Police suspect he may have got some monetary consideration. Last month, Crime Branch had arrested Sanjay Sundakke, Rajnikant Kumawat, Alpesh Baroria and Kiran Kumar Panchsara from Mumbai, Surat and Uttar Pradesh.